plus match, brothers, we slug back.
Yeah, we bless tracks with the helm of a royal rap. Intended like poor tracks all over your brain rack. My move to maneuver with clear skin like Cuba. We stand like Cuba, understand that we move.
Hey, yo, my rhythm reveal, roller coaster, the real deal.
Yeah.
Revolutionize and act and build. I plant my dreams in the field and wait to harvest my skills. For the starving MC, hungry, trying to get the meal.
You're my quality control, like a woman, captivate your body control. You're my body control.
Popular creeps, but still want to hear the show? Would you like to listen to Freedom Rock while you surf the web? Then check out Zone105.com. It's where you can get all the latest information on our specialty shows.
Yeah, you know, like, I'll be playing next on Popular Creeps, or I'll be on Modern Rock Live.
Inquiring minds want to know. It's all happening at Zone105.com.
Zone 105. It's Freedom Rock. That's Hepcat. No worries. Hi, how are you? It's Freedom Rock on Zone 105. Kind of caught me snoozing there. You know, it was such a great weekend. I felt like I had to end on an up note there. Just very nice. And I thought it would still be nice and sunny out tonight. But apparently, if you're anywhere in the metro area or a little bit to the east, it is a torrential downpour right now. And there's a huge wall of storms moving towards us for the overnight. So no worries is the theme that we're taking out there. That's it for this week. If you want to get in touch for next week, contact me by email through the Zone 105 webpage. Let me know what you'd like to hear on Freedom Rock. Always open to your requests. In fact, this song, the last song of the evening, is by multiple requests. Like to end the show with a cover, and this is a song that we've played for the last few weeks here on Freedom Rock, and was going to be done playing with it, but I probably got 15 emails this week asking to hear this song one more time. Now, I don't have a release date, but I know it's going to be out in stores in the next few weeks. The band is Dynamite Hacked, and they've got a cover here of NWA's Boys in the Hood that's, well, probably a little different than anything Eazy-E had ever envisioned in his all-too-short life. So with that being said, here's Dynamite Hack, Boys in the Hood on Freedom Rock on Zone 105. I'm Brian Oak, and I'll see you next week.
Woke up quick at about noon. Thought that I had to be incompetent. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went down. Your knees on the path going up any time. I went in the house to get the clip. With my mat tan on the side of my head, I bailed outside and I pulled in my weapon. Just as I thought the fools kept stepping, I jumped in the soil, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and crack side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. I was pumping new shit, buying WA. It was gangster, gangster at the top of the list. Then I played moan, shook the wind, something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6-foot-all, jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. I went to the park and get those goop. Triple heads out there, cold shoes and rope. Car pulls up, who can it be? The fresh El Camino rolling kilo G. He rolls down the window and he starts to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are all we part. Come talking that trash and we'll throw your car. Throwing up in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't sick. Bored as hell and I wanna get ill. So I go to a place where my homeboys chill. Fellas out there trying to make that dollar. I pulled up in the 6-4 Impala. Greeted with the 40 and I start drinking. From the 8th all my breath starts stinking. I gotta get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Pulled to the house, get her out of the pad. And the bitch said something to make me mad. She said something that I couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking, wouldn't you know? I reached back like a pimp and I slapped the hoe. When a bum stood up and he started to shout, so I threw a right clock and I just rolled ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't sitch. But it's alright. When you score the key, he's gonna fly from gas life.
alternative radio revolution lives on.
KCNR Lakeville, KCNT Cambridge, KCNT Eden Prairie.
Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Sorry I missed you kitties last night.
I know it happened.
Came down with a little touch of flu or something. Whatever.
What?
There you go.
I have a one curious question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what time you called last night?
Yeah, I called about 2 minutes.
10 seconds.
No, not 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm. 15 seconds.
15?
The music was playing.
Was it?
Yes.
No, then my clock's wrong. I thought I gave you a full minute and a half to 2 minutes.
Asshole.
Yeah, but Drew, you're so seasoned, brother.
I know. It was no problem.
You can handle it. You and the porn star, I'm sure it went great.
Beautiful.
I thought about listening for a second.
No.
Why are you wasting time with that? Me? Are you kidding? Me listening to this goddamn show would be like you going back to the Pizza Hut you worked at for 10 years to eat lunch. You know what I mean?
And we had a spate of the dumb. I don't want to use dumb. This is too derogatory. They're the most difficult.
Yeah, you can use retard.
Retard. Yeah.
All right, so Drew, I feel fine now for some reason, and Drew's the one that doesn't feel that
great. Yeah,
but that's all right. He's better than all of you on half a tank, right,
enjoy.
Drew?
Enjoy.
All right.
Enjoy.
Zach Ward is our guest tonight. He's from Titus, Monday nights, 8:30 on Fox. He plays Dave, the lead character, Titus, is Chris Titus's younger brother. And this show's getting a lot of buzz.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I'm not used to speaking into a mic, so I'm sort of like waiting till you guys look at me to bark like a dog.
Oh, to like cue you.
Yeah, it's the RCA mutt over here.
Just speak all you like. Don't wait for us. Okay.
But don't step on Adam.
Yeah, never.
He'll pay respects when
he's
speaking.
He'll cut me.
Mr. Carolla is the way I like to be referred to. Titus was filmed on the lot that the Man Show was filmed on.
Loveline.
Right
next door to you.
Yeah. And I didn't know what was going on over there, and I don't think I found out until it was all over with.
And also with Shasta McNasty.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't really brag about that one too much.
What? How many episodes did you guys shoot?
We shot six. As the pilot, we got picked up for six, and then we became so beloved by Sandy Grushow, that's the network president, that we did another two out of his pocket, God bless him. And then now we just got picked up for 13.
Oh, that's great.
So Daddy's got a job.
Oh, that's nice.
Taco Bell from everybody.
Yeah, because the show, let's see, Monday was what? It's like a sixth or seventh episode?
Yeah, I think Monday was the sixth episode. We had one repeat so we could push enough fresh episodes to compete in May sweeps.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's why they put How to Be a Millionaire Celebrity Style up against us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw some of that show, and as it turns out, the other celebrities, they yell the answers out, so it's not that big a deal. But, I mean, what they do, I swear to God, I had it on the other night, not when Titus was on, this must have been Tuesday night. Actually, it may have been last night, may have been what made me ill, Drew. I never thought about that. But I don't know who's up there. Rosie's up there, or some other hack is up there, and they're getting the questions, and they ask them, like, I don't know, what's in creme brulee? And he starts saying something, all of a sudden, B, and you hear Emerald from Cooking with Emerald, like, go, from the corner. And then they, like, look at Emerald, and, like, he's shaking his head, and it's like, D? Oh, A? And he's, like, nodding his head, and they're like, A, final answer, Emerald? A. So it's not, you know, it's sort of done by committee. But then when they get into the tougher ones, like, you know, the rivers that no one's heard of, they're
right.
All lost anyway. So.
Or who's in charge of the Falklands for Rosie. That was a big one.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't. Oh, well, that wasn't on Titus night, so that's
no.
All right.
Well, yeah.
All right, what other projects besides Titus you want to talk about?
What am I pitching? Stillwater, the new Cameron Crowe movie coming out sometime this summer or the early fall.
And what's that about?
That's about rock and roll in the 70s. Billy Crudup's in it, and Jason Lee, and Kate Hudson, and Joanne Paqua,
And what's your...
Anna Paquin, yeah. I played the lead roadie of the Allman Brothers Band, which was, honestly, I go in for this audition, they go, good, very good, I want you to do a Macon County, Georgian accent. So, I don't know.
You're from Canada, so no problem.
Yeah, exactly. It's down the street. So, I had no idea how to do it. So, I started hunting around. And usually, you go like a Samuel French and you try and find different tapes on this stuff. Or you go
that's
over
a,
to...
hold on. For those of you who are not from the L.A. area, that's a bookstore where gay people hang out.
Not yet that. And also people who are more artistic, like actors.
Well, that's right. What I meant when I said gay.
So I didn't know how to do it. I called 411 down in Macon County, Georgia, and I ended up getting hooked up with a drama teacher from the university, and I had the students in her drama class say my lines.
This is for the audition?
Yeah.
Oh, this is why I don't get anything.
Right.
People do for auditions.
You have to, read something. But
you have to try to get the job.
You mean you don't just show up and start insulting the casting director?
Not anymore. It's not the 70s, no.
Still does that, though.
Wow.
Well, he dug it, and he was really cool. Cameron Crowe is really, really cool. So.
Hey, he makes great movies, too.
And this one's really... working beside Peter Frampton the whole time.
So these aren't going to be fictional bands. These are heard of from the 70s.
Some of them are fictional. Some of them, you've heard of them. And also, they actually gave the music, the real music to be used, bands that have never let their music been used before. But because they knew Cameron Crowe when he was a kid, he actually traveled around, and this is his true story, that they hooked up with him and they said he could have the rights to do it.
Wow.
So we had some cool cats on set.
And he was, Cameron Crowe was actually a roadie?
Cameron Crowe was like a child prodigy genius. He started writing at a really early age, and he went over to the editor of Cream magazine, and he said that, that was a big rock and roll magazine
right.
Back in the 70s. And he said, I'm 18 years old. And he was really 15, and he went on tour. Now, I can't talk much more about it because it's not a contract. They will kill me.
Fair enough. But
it's cool.
That's coming out?
Sometime this summer or early fall. Big Lost Bus.
And, of course, Titus out Monday nights, 8:30 on Fox. And
on Fox.
We'll go to the phones. Drew, tilt the screen. That's fun. Peter. Peter. Oh, boy. Caller goes by the name of Peter.
The guy who was the snorer called in last night.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you have to say?
Nothing.
Okay. Peter? All right, we're moving on, buddy. Oops. Let's see. Sorry. Megan.
Hi.
You're 17. What's up?
Last month, I skipped my period, and I didn't get it, and I still haven't gotten it, and I've taken 3 different pregnancy tests, and they've all came out negative.
How long has it been?
All month, last month.
You missed a period for a month?
Yeah.
Are you on a pill or anything?
Nope.
Any medication?
Nope.
Any stress?
No.
Any other medical problems?
None.
Have you lost a bunch of weight? Are you real active physically?
No. Everything's just the same.
Well, except for all the screwing, right?
No comment.
Uh-huh. So you're having unprotected sex, though, right?
No, we've been using condoms.
Yeah. All right.
Well, maybe one of the periods got trapped in the condom. Is that possible?
Pushed back in by the condom.
Yes.
Yeah, that happens. Look, it's not uncomfortable women to miss a period here and there, to have that irregular abnormal period. Are you normally very regular?
Yeah. Okay. I usually get it by the 27th, and so I didn't freak out very much until the very last day of the month.
I still wouldn't freak out. It's not a big deal. I think it's worthwhile taking a pregnancy test. I would keep monitoring at least once a week for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
But it could be anything. Stress, ovarian cysts, a lot of different things.
Hey, Megan?
Yeah.
My birthday's on the 27th of this month, so when you start sloughing off material from the inside of your uterus and it comes out to your vagina,
we'll think of you.
I want you to think of me, all right?
All right. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Use that to work my name onto some sort of muffin or something. No,
I used to call you a slacker, but now I'm going to call you a sluffer.
Did I get the period thing right with the slough off
you got it.
And the uterus?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I'm this close to being a gynecologist. I really think I could fake my way through a pap smear at this stage. I really think if the old vagina. Yeah, it's one of my songs my grandfather used to sing to me. Ben?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes.
You're on with Zach Ward from Titus.
How's it going, guys?
Good, man. How you doing?
Real good. My question is, I heard on the radio the other day about these vaccines that supposedly are going to help fight addiction. I want to know if that, what's up with that.
I have read very brief reviews about this stuff, and if I remember right, they are vaccines directed at the receptors in the brain that are responsible for the reward activation caused, or that's sort of responsible for the addictive process. Yeah, these things might be helpful.
Well, when do you get them? Before you become an addict?
Well,
your whole life?
Again, I've only read some very, very cursory information about just that people are working on things like this.
But would the plan ultimately be to sort of nip it in the bud?
Yeah, to get it before you have that conditioning of the reward system, yeah.
So based on family history,
and,
let's say?
And you have to, there are actually going to be tests soon, soon enough, that will be able to tell you whether you have the gene for addiction.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's trippy.
Yeah.
Wow, and
they're platelet surface receptors that are interestingly enough, they're very similar to receptors that are in the reward system of the brain that are unique in addict systems.
So once so if you find that, then you get the vaccination,
yeah.
And then you can drink like a fish,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That sounds like the plan, right?
Because then you never really have a problem. You can handle it.
I would think the vaccine therapies are a long way off. Long way off.
Jim?
Yes.
Well, listen, I don't want it to come around too fast. I like the drunks and the druggies and the heroin addicts and all that. Really, first off, you're going to slit your throat, Drew. You're going to be out of work if these things come around. Now, I won't have people to make fun of. I mean, really think about it. Jim, what's going on?
Not much. How you doing, Dr. Drew and Adam?
Jim, go to it.
Good. Yeah. I'm 24 years old, and I'm not dating anyone, and I never have dated anyone. I'm wondering if there's a problem with me, if I need to seek some help, because I'm not really even interested in dating anyone anymore. Quite a few of my friends have guessed me for gay already, so I'm getting a little bit worried.
Something happened to you to sort of turn you off dating?
A little bit.
What happened?
I was kind of in love with this one girl when, you know, whole sappy love story.
When was this?
A friend of mine.
When was this?
Oh, when was this? When I was 18. 6 years ago.
And 6 years ago. She never was interested in you?
No, she was. She was. And she ended up having an affair with our boss.
Yeah, but you guys never had a relationship, did you?
Not outside of friends. It never was able to go to that.
Hold on. Oh, boy. Reenactment.
See, I knew. No, I know. I know what guys who've never had a date can make of almost nothing. Mm. And then build a sandcastle into a skyscraper. I mean, now if you asked her, she'd be like, who? Jim, remember that guy you worked with at the Arby's? Yeah.
Hey, nice guy.
Hey, yeah. Nice. Had a crush on it? No. Why? I was bossing the manager. I wanted to move up the buns. Jim.
Yeah.
You never had anything with her. This is sort of a fantasy of yours.
Oh, no, it's all done with. We're best friends.
Well, it was done with because it never started, though, right?
Right, exactly.
All right, now here's the question. She wasn't cheating on you or having an affair on you with the manager because you never were anything.
Oh,
you never made a move.
That just totally turned me off to her.
Oh, man, he can't hear you.
And you're still friends.
Now, hold on. He's not hearing Adam at all.
Andy's like, hang out with the girl.
Right.
Adore her, but don't make a move. 4 years goes by. She gets in another relationship.
And he forgives her.
You whore.
No, he forgives her. That's no big deal.
No,
but turns me off to dating entirely. All women are their mess.
And the question is not actually about her. It's about,
Yeah.
It's more about my life.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit worried if I need to go seek help.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Yes. Okay. Maybe two people.
Yes. We you're thinking is kind of awful a bit here.
Yeah, I know.
Now, how are you? How is your thinking in the rest of your life? You know what I mean? Here's what's going on, Jim.
Yeah.
No matter how old you are chronologically, if you don't have any dates and you've never been with a woman and you don't have relationships, your penis is still 12. That's what I'm saying. Not 12 inches.
Six.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, whereas mine's like 4 3/4.
Yeah.
The point is you have not moved along in that area, and so it's like we're talking to a young, very young person. But in the rest of your life, work, relationships with your friends, family, and that kind of stuff, how are you doing?
It was doing very well until the beginning of this year. I had a very nice job. I quit that. I totaled two on my car. They got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
just downhill from the beginning of the year.
Now, were you driving both of them at once, or was this on separate evenings?
Separate evenings.
I see. And why did you quit the world's best job?
It was killing me.
Uh-huh.
The hours. I was on call.
Great job that killed you?
Hours.
Yeah.
How many hours did you work?
What's that?
How many hours a day did you work?
Anywhere from 12 to 16.
Every day. And
I had one day off.
How can you be on call for, 75 hours a week?
That's why I quit.
What kind of work was it?
Well, but hold on. Let me say something. Jim, after the first year of working 15 hours every day, just assume on Tuesday, 15. It's not like you're heading for the beach with your woodies all packed up, the longboard hanging out the back, and the beeper starts going off.
Yeah. I worked for the railroad.
Railroad. That'll drive you crazy.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Yeah, see, Jim's a nice guy.
Maybe too nice.
But he has trouble sort of connecting the dots. You know what I'm saying?
There's romanticizing the whole relationship and then not progressing on from it, and you have no reality to grasp.
That last statement, it pervades his life, yeah. Mm.
Hey, Jim?
Yes?
You got to get into reality just a little bit more here.
Do a reality check?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I've lost interest in dating.
Well, okay, fine. How about a little therapy, read a couple books, take a few walks?
Well, I had sex about 2 months ago, and I thought that would help, and it hasn't.
Right.
Well, you need a relationship, really, do. But you're depressed, and you've got all kinds of other weird... I don't know, Dennis, what... what is going on in your head insofar as it pertains to who you are in relationships? There's a lot going on there.
I've never had a relationship.
Yeah, we hear that. There's a reason for that.
Did you pay someone to have sex with him?
No.
Really?
Yeah, it was a one-night stand type deal.
You know what's really good is backpacking. Okay, backpack to Europe. You meet lots of people. You're too busy to get depressed. You make relationships because they're the only people who talk to you because you don't speak the damn language. So, you sort of... Right. Carpe diem on the road.
They're all horny over there, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they have a very relaxed moral system.
Compared to how much it's going to cost to go see a psychologist, it might actually pay off.
Well, listen, I'd like to strike a compromise. Why don't you and a psychologist backpack to, Idaho, someplace local? I think that'd be a good idea.
Potato tour.
All right, Jim, talk to a therapist and leave yourself open. You know, I think you'll be fine.
Okay.
All right, and who'd you get to have sex with? Just some strange husky chick?
No, it was kind of cool. She was really cool about it. She bought the hotel room. She's a girl I have known from a bar for quite a while.
She must have just grabbed you by the scruff of the nads and dragged you kicking and screaming into that motel.
It was horrible. But you know what? I had problems with sex, so...
Now how, just because it's...
interesting.
Just because it's going to be fun for me on the drive home.
Right.
How old a gal was this?
She was 22.
Ooh. And what was wrong with her? Physically, come on.
There was. She had a flat butt, but that was about it.
And why didn't you pursue her? Why not another evening with her?
She seemed a little bit too easy. Maybe is that the word?
I see. All right. So you don't respect any woman who drag you to the sack, right?
Well, I'm not a relationship type.
I see. Okay, but what about another? What about a little booty call?
Booty call.
Keep the confidence up.
That's not what I couldn't keep up that night, though.
Oh, Jim, you got to hit the therapist. All right?
Yeah. Do you feel that I have too much stress or what?
Are you doing drugs or alcohol?
No. I drink a little bit, but it's not.
There's something going on psychiatrically, I'm sorry to say.
Well, but he sounds pretty functional.
Yeah, functional, nice, but there's something going on.
Yeah, but let me tell you,
maybe it's just the depression.
I'm going to pay Jim a compliment. He's my kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Doesn't hurt anybody.
I've told Drew a few times, I long for the old days where crazy people just thought they were Napoleon.
Right.
Instead of homicidal maniacs, who are abducting children and raping them and, putting duct tape over their orifices and things like that. Now, that's the kind of crazy I had. Before, everyone thought they were Napoleon, and guys chasing around with these big butterfly nets. That's the kind of crazy I like. And Jim,
straight jackets.
And straight jackets. And Jim is like a throwback.
He probably has a bowler derby to go with that.
Yeah, he's kind of screwed up, but in a sort of friendly way. I like that. I'm not sure if I want him to get better. Alex?
Yes?
You're 23.
That's correct.
What's up?
Well, I've been experiencing rectal bleeding for a while now.
You get it checked out.
Well, what could it be caused by, hemorrhoids or?
It probably is, but it could be polyp, could be tumor, could be colitis, could be arterial venous malformation. It could be a lot of things, but you're not going to know until somebody looks.
But just go to my regular physician?
Yep, they will do an endoscopy.
No.
You will have that.
Yeah.
Endoscopy.
Okay. See, it's not like bleeding like when you cut yourself. It's basically when I wipe, it's traces of blood.
Yeah, it's almost an early hemorrhoid. And you're a young guy, and your doctor may want to just treat that and not do the endoscopy. But really, in my policy is you look, because you can never tell for sure with those things.
Do you drink a lot of coffee?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Cut down the coffee, drink a lot of water. That'll help your system. Check it out.
Really?
Swear to God, dude. Swear to God.
If you drink a lot of coffee?
If you drink a lot of coffee, now this comes from a buddy back in my hometown who's a homeopath and all this stuff. Drink a lot of coffee, sort of settles down there, creates pressure in the hemorrhoids. Also, if you're working out and you're straining, you work out?
Yeah, but the problem is we don't know these are hemorrhoids.
No, you're right. But he should go. But he should also stop drinking coffee. Mm-hmm. I mean, cut down from to like one cup a day and drink a ton of water, and you'll probably notice it gets a lot easier for you. Because also, coffee dehydrates you so that you have to push harder when you go to the bathroom. And then if you do have hemorrhoids, you're cutting yourself every time.
Yeah. I drink a ton of coffee myself, but I'm just a cramp machine. Yeah. I really am.
Well, now you got your new...
You're just born lucky.
Stool.
Never have any. Yeah, I got a custom toilet seat from, like, Helsinki or something, and it squirts water in your ass.
Nice. I think it's called a bidet.
Yeah, but I think the unit is a bidet, the freestanding unit, but not actually... If you take your toilet and convert it...
Fill a water fountain.
The seat itself is not a bidet, but it sort of becomes a bidet when it gets screwed onto my toilet.
Have you ever messed with it, just seeing what happens if you just activate it with nobody sitting there?
I'm scared to get that close to it. To tell you the truth, I'm still a little tentative on the thing. You know, it does scare me a little bit.
It's too Ellie McBeal for me, the whole concept of being...
When you sit on it, it starts humming as a because the seat is heated.
Really?
And then there's a wireless remote with a big icon of a seal on it, in LED that flashes, and you hit the big orange button, and it's like, and you'll hear it crank up, and all of a sudden, it's like, hey,
this is what you buy when you get rich.
Pow. Yeah, had my rich friends buy it for me. It's nice.
Bullseye.
Except for people who think I'm handicapped. let me just, we got to go to break, but I got to just tell this story one more time, because I was watching the Adult Film Fantasy Camp, which is a man show bit I filmed a few weeks back, and I think I told this story that night when I got in there, but we had all these old porn stars from the 70s and 80s, and some from the 90s, some are still in it, Ron Jeremy and Randy West and all those, Peter North, all those legends of the porn industry were there. And me and some of the man show writers, guys who'd been around and seen a few movies, were questioning some of the veterans, like Ginger Lynn on some of the old guys. So somebody brought up the name John Leslie, who was, what's it, John? Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was John Leslie. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, let's just go with John Leslie. I can't remember the name. But John Leslie, and he was always seemed like a little bit of a prick. He was always smacking girls in the ass, always had his eyes closed halfway. Was always, it didn't seem like a great guy. So, you know, so we said to Ginger Lynn, you worked with this John Leslie. Yeah, yeah. What kind of guy was he? He didn't seem like, he seemed a little antisocial for the porn set. And she was like, yeah, well, he wasn't so bad. She was kind of defending him, you know. He was a quirky guy. You kind of had to get to know him. He didn't talk much. He was a little standoffish. One time he tried dry anal rape on me. other than that, he was a decent enough guy. So it was like, so other than the dry anal rape, he was a prince. It was just like, yeah, except for the incident involving the dry anal rape. Like,
nice relativity, dude.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And I think we all know people that way, that they're, maybe they don't, they grab the wrong fork when they're eating their salad.
Or they take the last donut at work.
And they put their elbows up on the table, or dry anally rape you, you know, stuff like that. But I think when you love someone, you look past that kind of thing. Indiscretion,
I think, it's a working environment.
Right. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Zach Ward is here from Titus.
Hey, hey.
We'll be back after this.
We're about to get funky, yo.
Did it.
This is Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Oh, we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
It's me, Ned, your self-appointed protector against aliens. I think they're on me. I've noticed a black SUV following me home from the junior college after checking out books on Seinfeld and Third Rock, weeknights at 6 and 6.30 on Fox 29. Well, it doesn't matter what they do, because the truth is out there, man. Here, listen to this.
That it
doesn't make much sense to humans, but it does to other aliens, like Harry from Third Rock. Am I the only one who sees this? Also, I've discovered there's a guy who's on both shows, Newman or Don. Don't you see? That proves it. If all the people on Third Rock are aliens, and this guy is also on Seinfeld, then obviously all the people on Seinfeld are aliens. Don't you follow the logic? I know they're watching me. So you watch them. Seinfeld and Third Rock, weeknights starting at 6 on Fox 29. Hey, that's the same station that has the X-Files. These guys are so obvious.
Yamaha Watercraft and your local Yamaha Watercraft dealers are giving you a place to play and stay. Right now, when you purchase any Yamaha 2000 Wave Runner from any participating Yamaha Watercraft dealer from now until May 14th, 2000, you'll get a three-day, two-night vacation at Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites in Duluth. This year, explore the liquid world on your new 2000 Yamaha Wave Runner from the four-passenger SUV 1200, 1999's Watercraft of the Year, or Yamaha's flagship XL 1200 Limited, or lead the way on their industry-leading performance-based 155 horsepower GP1200R, or any other 2000 Yamaha Wave Runner. You'll be well on your way to play and stay. See the new 2000 Yamaha Wave Runners today and ask about the free vacation at the Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites in Duluth, as well as Grandma's Saloon and Grill, featuring an exciting new menu and three metro locations, and Duluth.com. Visit Hopkins Hitching Post in Hopkins or the Hitching Post in St. Paul. Yamaha, solid thinking for a liquid world.
You'll find a whole new look right now at Ragstock. Miles and miles to shop and walk. What retro mod and fashion surplus stuff? Hey, let's go shopping!
Discover the wild style of Hawaiian wear at Ragstock. They've got a huge selection. Gear up now for summer with Hawaiian board shorts and button-downs from $8.99 to $18.99. You don't have to look hard to find big savings on Hawaiian wear at Ragstock. Keep looking and you'll find even more savings. Guys, Ragstock is definitely the place to find your style. Choose from a killer selection of men's club shirts from $18.99 and men's pants from $19.99. Check out their webpage for even more savings at Ragstock.com. And then swing into one of their seven metro area locations. There's a Ragstock downtown, uptown, in Dickeytown, in the Burnsville Center, on the Midway in St. Paul, in the Rosedale Mall, and the Mall of America. Ragstock, recycling clothes for over 40 years.
AmeriCorps Vista and the Minnesota Literacy Council are seeking ambitious adults 18 and over for an 8-week full-time summer reading program in St. Paul and Minneapolis. As a summer Vista, you'll be conducting one-to-one reading and tutoring sessions, conducting literacy activities and after-school programs, and promoting the Minneapolis and St. Paul Library Summer Reading Initiative. You'll receive a stipend and an educational award. Positions begin June 15th and end August 9th. To get involved, call the Minnesota Literacy Council, 651-645-2277.
The summer tours are coming, and we know you need some tickets. You got a list of a bunch of different shows that you want to see, and you don't have cash for all those tickets. Some of the shows you want to see aren't even in Minnesota. My friend, you got yourself a dilemma.
Oh, what to do? What to do?
We here at Zone 105 want to help. We want to send you on an alternative classic vacation to see Everclear, Goldfinger, Third Eye Blind, Moby, and 311 in the Windy City, Chicago.
Father of mine.
Just fax, email, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite artists. Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia pick a winner at random. Everclear, Goldfinger, Third Eye Blind, Moby, and 311 in Chicago. From great clips, great seats. Northwest Airlines, sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide. And alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Hey, this is Loveline. I'm Adam Kroll. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Zach Ward is here from Titus. Monday nights, 8:30 on the Fabulous Fox. Zach was just saying I had to come out to a taping of Titus, and I said, yay, it sounds good. And then I thought to myself, are you kidding me? I don't even want to go to one of my show tapings.
Ours is a lot less painful than yours.
I know.
Doesn't matter.
You imagine me walking onto that godforsaken Hollywood Center lot a day I wasn't supposed to be there?
No.
Sorry. Zach's never going to have it. I wish you all the success in the world. I think the show's great. No way would I ever go to that Hollywood Center lot. My God. I got an invitation the other day from William Morris inviting you for the unveiling of the new fall schedule, a kickoff cocktail party or something. And I was looking, I was like laughing out loud like a madman as they threw it into the garbage. I thought, are you nuts?
Are you PIS?
They should know not to send me that crap after a certain point.
Whatever.
Please.
Are you doing political correct next week?
Yeah, from the Playboy Mansion. Yeah.
Are we doing the same day? Not the same show.
No.
You going to the Playboy Mansion?
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah.
That's a bizarre place. You guys going to do it from the grotto?
That would be great. I don't know. We're politically incorrect. I guess we'll be up there for 1 week. Oh, that's what it is. It's May sweeps.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Go through the zoo. The zoo is, like, incredible, but there's giant rats running in and out of the monkey cages.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's kind of symbolic for the whole decay of the Playboy, mentality. Yeah, because, you know, you go there, you sort of expect mounds of cocaine and naked women jumping hither and yon, and no.
No
hither, no yon, no silliness, just kind of a lot of celebrities looking for the camera, trying to mug for it and have
a lot of
look pretty. Yeah, a lot of peacocks.
Let me tell you, I've been to the Playboy Mansion. I've been there about, I don't know, 3 or 4 times, I think, for various parties. I mean, we had a man show party there, and I think we had a love line party there. And
were we supposed to, didn't have to invite us to something we were supposed to go to?
Yeah.
There you go.
Don't get cool on me, Drew. Mr. Hefner to you. The point is there's Playboy parties, so I hear, and then there's Playboy parties.
That's the feeling
I've got. There's the ones I get invited to where I step in a monkey craft during the day and am tossed out as soon as the streetlights come on. And then they're the ones that Charlie Sheen goes to where he's partying in his PJs till 5 in the morning.
You're right. I'm just bitter and jealous, and I'm not you guys.
Well, here's the good news. Hef was in here about a month and a half ago.
That's 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, isn't it?
4 weeks.
Right.
I give 4 weeks. Anyway, Hef was in here, and I said straight out, Hef, how about inviting me to one of these real parties you have? And he said, well, as a matter of fact, my birthday is coming up, and it's this Saturday. This is like on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And you're invited to my birthday party on Saturday. It's a pajama party.
Right.
And I said, fine. God bless you. And then I walked into work the next day, and they said, guess what? We're taking a bus to Lake Havasu right after the taping of the show Friday night. But don't worry. We'll be back Sunday in time for you to do Loveline. And I thought, Jesus Christ, once in my life I get invited to Hef's party. And I did talk to a friend of mine who did end up going. He said he was there till 5 in the morning. It's the greatest night of his life.
That was the night that I went. Yeah.
2 weeks ago or whatever it was?
Like 3 weeks ago. It was amazing. There were so many celebrities there. I'm walking around. There's Maxwell Smart. You know, and there's Anthony Robbins. That guy
Adams
is the biggest man I've ever seen. He's gigantism. Oh, dude, he's giant. Yeah, he's huge.
Yeah, one of his teeth is as big as a full-size refrigerator.
And when he smiles, it would scare the crud out of him.
Yeah, because he could crush a yak's femur with that jaw of his. It scares me. Mr. Motivation. This guy's driving me nuts. I wish he'd go back to that one-bedroom apartment he came from, by the way. Oh, I just hate guys with enthusiasm. You know, those guys, you know, they come flying in on a wire and a harness in front of a bunch of executives who are there for a convention, and they go, everyone, stand up, stand up. Okay, if I can get you to stand up, but I can get you to improve, it's like, oh, shut up, where's the bar? Jesus Christ.
So I'll let you smell my pajamas that I wore to the party.
Better yet, I'll smell your finger.
Speaking of smelling, here's a man at 17.
Oh, nice transition, Drew.
Can I get you guys off of this somehow?
You're 17 there, man.
Yeah.
What's up?
My fiancé, when he comes on me, it stinks.
Good. And you're 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. First marriage didn't work out, now you're engaged again?
Are you trying to get pregnant?
No, I don't think I can.
You can.
Again?
Yeah.
Well, I was was on Dilantin from when I was 9 until I was like 14, 15.
Right.
And people say that it can make you sterile.
Who told you that?
I don't know, my family.
That is ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Amanda.
Yeah.
Drew, what's that Dilantin do for you?
Anti-seizure.
I have seizures, but they don't know why.
Uh-huh. And why is it you're engaged at 17?
I don't know. I just am.
Okay. Well, you sound pretty excited about it. Where are you registered, by the way? Let's pick you up something.
Kmart.
You're registered somewhere? It's not at a feed store or anything, is it?
What?
You know what registered is?
No.
Oh, baby, you're too young to get married. Any woman who doesn't know where to register for wedding gifts is way too young to get married.
No, we're probably not going to get married for a while.
All right. But why get engaged at 17?
I don't know.
Do you live in a small town?
I did.
How old is he?
He's 21.
Yeah.
Oh.
How long you two been going out? 4 years?
No, a year and a half.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
Does he work at the 7-Eleven?
No, he has a good job. He works at a factory.
All right.
He makes $15 an hour, so he has a good job.
Fantastic. And
go backpacking.
Amanda, you need to go backpacking through Idaho.
Not Idaho. Go to Europe. You see the world.
She can't afford that.
She can't. He's got a good job. What, is he not going to treat her right?
Amanda?
Yeah.
All right, just believe me, you're going to get pregnant, and I don't know why you're trying to get pregnant at 17.
Right. And some men have funny smells, and that's fine. It doesn't mean anything specific.
But really, Amanda, what are you hell-bent on here?
Well, I've never had, like, felt, I don't know, like, loved.
But Amanda,
we know.
Yeah, that is a way to destroy a child.
Yeah.
You bring a child into that kind of a parenting situation, that is extremely damaging to the child. It's about the child's life, not your needs.
Well, that's not even parenting. You're giving birth to a sort of aid for yourself.
Yeah, the doll.
Do you go to school or you... Yeah, you go to school?
No.
Do you have a full-time job?
No.
Why don't you try getting a dog first? I don't mean that sarcastically. And did you find that kind of difficult? Go backpacking with the dog, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm a psychologist do I know. Hey, Amanda?
Yeah.
Listen, Amanda, you're going to get pregnant. We don't want you to get pregnant. You'll look back on it in some years and regret it. You got nothing but time. You're 17, for Christ's sake. Give yourself a couple of years. Get on the pill. Do not get pregnant. Get married.
Get married?
I don't care. Get married and get pregnant later, please. All right?
The important thing is not to get pregnant.
And love yourself and love your dog and love your fiancé.
Hey, Stone Temple Pilots are coming in here.
Oh, that's right.
Another question?
No.
This happens with my aunt, too. Like, after I have an orgasm, it hurts.
How old's your aunt?
This is 11.
She's 28.
She's 28. It hurts after you orgasm?
Yeah.
It hurts or just feels sort of irritated and irritable?
It hurts.
Well, if somebody touches it, it hurts, you mean. So the things are too sensitive afterwards.
You're very sensitive afterward, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's normal.
And by the way, ladies, when you're faking it, fake the sensitivity at the end.
Don't forget the details. Yeah.
It's all in the details.
You've got to say, don't touch me.
Yeah, all right, so let me get this straight. The intercourse must be a wonderful experience for her. Orgasm brings a reeling pain, and her boyfriend is poisoned semen. that's a good time.
Agent Orange.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, yes, STP, Stone Temple Pilots, are going to be in here when? Next week?
May 10th.
All of them going to fit in here?
That's good radio, Drew. You just shout out the date to our Stone listeners. And next week, right? Wednesday night? Yeah. Fantabulous. All of them will be stuffed in here. All right. Where are we going here, Drew? Robin?
Yes?
You're 10. Oops.
No.
I'm sorry. I was looking at this 10 again. You're 18. What's up?
Me and my fiance, we tried for like a year to have a baby.
Drew, didn't we just talk to this person?
Yeah. No.
Oh, she's a whole year old then?
Yeah.
Why'd you pick that call, you knew?
Because I thought we were going to break, and these other ones are pretty heavy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's pick a heavy one, and we'll go to break.
I got to go to break now.
All right, Drew, you don't have to call the person in the 30 seconds that they call you. What?
You can borrow my phone.
Anderson, what do you want? Anderson, don't worry about me over there. Would you stop flapping like a seagull? Drew, pick another goddamn call.
Please go to break.
Pick another call.
Please go to break.
All right. We're.
I'd like to give a shout out. Can I give a shout out?
Yeah.
Shout out to Julia and Natasha.
Who's
and
that?
Valerie, actually, these are some people have been writing to my website, and then when I write them back, they go, it's not you. I said, approval was.
All right. So,
see, that's it. I'm a big sellout.
That is Zach Ward from Titus. I'm going to figure out what's going on with Drew. Something serious, I hope, and we'll be back after this.
Loveline will be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
It's me, Ned, your self-appointed protector against aliens. I think they're on to me. I've noticed a black SUV following me home from the junior college after checking out books on Seinfeld and Third Rock. Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on Fox 29. Well, it doesn't matter what they do, because the truth is out there, man. Here, listen to this. Doesn't make much sense to humans, but it does to other aliens, like Harry from Third Rock. Am I the only one who sees this? Also, I discovered there's a guy who's on both shows, Newman or Don. Don't you see? That proves it. If all the people on Third Rock are aliens, and this guy is also on Seinfeld, then obviously all the people on Seinfeld are aliens. Don't you follow the logic? I know that they're watching me. So you watch them. Seinfeld and Third Rock, weeknights starting at 6 on Fox 29. Hey, that's the same station that has the X-Files. These guys are so obvious!
Yamaha Watercraft and your local Yamaha Watercraft dealers are giving you a place to play and stay. Right now, when you purchase any Yamaha 2000 Wave Runner from any participating Yamaha Watercraft dealer from now until May 14th, 2000, you'll get a 3-day, 2-night vacation at Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites in Duluth. This year, explore the liquid world on your new 2000 Yamaha Wave Runner from the 4-passenger SUV 1200, 1999 Watercraft of the Year, or Yamaha's flagship XL 1200 Limited, or lead the way on their industry-leading performance-based 155 horsepower GP1200R, or any other 2000 Yamaha Wave Runner. You'll be well on your way to play and stay. See the new 2000 Yamaha Wave Runners today and ask about the free vacation at the Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites in Duluth, as well as Grandma's Saloon and Grill, featuring an exciting new menu and 3 metro locations, and Duluth.com. Visit Hopkins Hitching Post in Hopkins or the Hitching Post in St. Paul. Yamaha, solid thinking for a liquid world.
You'll find a whole right now at Ragstock. Miles and miles to shop and walk. What dress, gold, and fashion, surplus stuff. Hey, let's go shopping!
Discover the wild style of Hawaiian wear at Ragstock. They've got a huge selection. Gear up now for summer with Hawaiian board shorts and button-downs from $8.99 to $18.99. You don't have to look hard to find big savings on Hawaiian wear at Ragstock. Keep looking and you'll find even more savings. Guys, Ragstock is definitely the place to find your style. Choose from a killer selection of men's club shirts from $18.99 and men's pants from $19.99. Check out their webpage for even more savings at Ragstock.com. And then swing into one of their 7 metro area locations. There's a Ragstock downtown, uptown, in Dickeytown, in the Burnsville Center, on the Midway in St. Paul, in the Rosedale Mall, and the Mall of America. Ragstock, recycling clothes for over 40 years.
How low can they go?
It's Superstore clearance time. Going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and trowel.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, today's hottest superstars, full length, uncut. 3 for just $19.99. Need more? Take 4. 4 packs of hot Triple X action are unbelievable. $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it's right to sell. Check out the deals on 2 backs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. 2 for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105.
Mm-hmm.
is the love line. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Stone Temple Pilots and Lit will be in here next week. So a couple of good bands. Zach Ward is in here tonight. He plays Dave. That is the brother of Titus, Chris Titus, on Titus. Monday nights, 8:30 on Fox. Drew, what do you got going on over there?
Nothing.
What's the matter?
I'm fine.
Huh? Patient? All right?
Yeah.
Family?
One of these days. Just one of these days.
All right. Your patient okay?
Yeah.
It's not a family member or anything, is it?
Of course not.
Huh?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right. Okay.
I'm feeling a little peckish. In case anybody, you know.
I could eat something myself. Hey. All right. Everything all right?
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. I don't like to see it. It's hard for me to make fun of you when, you know, something may be up, you know. That's
yeah,
the thing.
Tough.
All right.
You'll be okay.
All right.
Just needs to be held, man.
All right. Hey, you weird me out sometimes. Robin?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was...
Oh, you, yeah. Hold on a second. Come on, Drew. What's wrong with this
call? I thought you wanted...
Edward. I thought you wanted what?
To finish that call.
I didn't want to start that call.
All right.
Edward, you're 27.
Correct. Hi, Jack. Hi, Adam. Dr. Drew, I was wondering what could be the cause of me sweating pretty heavy on my right armpit. And what can I do to stop it?
It's always been that way?
For the last 5 years, I've noticed that, yeah, it's been happening.
5 years.
Does that arm get cold or hot or anything else happen to that upper extremity?
No, nothing. It's just even in cold temperatures or when it's, you know, obviously when it's extremely hot. But
something called hyperhidrosis, where people the hands sweat excessively, the forehead, like Adam's,
yeah.
It goes excessively.
I have a hyperastrosis too. My ass.
Oh, really?
That's attractive.
Hyperastrosis. Yeah. Chicks love that. Oh, right. They love a sweaty, nope. Hairy ass.
That's great.
My palms are not sweating. My hands are not sweating. It's just my right armpit.
And there are ways that doctors go in and ablate the nerves that basically supply the sweat glands and cause sweat.
What about that rock thing you're supposed to stick underneath your armpit? It looks like a crystal. It looks like quartz.
It is a crystal.
Yeah, some salt crap. I don't know. You stick it underneath your armpit.
Yeah. Now, they have that stuff, though. I put it on my forehead. What is that?
Xerac.
Yeah. That'll work on your arm.
But, you know, he has got really severe excessive sweating and really a true hyperhidrosis, then something that probably should be treated.
Use that Xerac stuff, it will cut into it quite a bit. And for a guy who's been living with it for a while, this is going to be a nice relief. It may not cure it, but it may knock it down a bit.
Okay.
You need to go to a dermatologist and ask him for this Xerac.
Yeah.
Xerac.
Yeah.
Xerac.
Starts with an X.
He's a little irritated in the armpit, though.
Sounds good.
Hey, listen. All right, it's true. But listen, if I can slap it on my forehead, he can slap it under his arm, right?
Yeah, well, you wear a lot of makeup, dude.
That's true. Well, to be fair,
that's kind of rude.
I wear a lot of eyeliner, but I don't wear so much face. But, Drew, as you know, the forehead is the upper part of what?
Your ass?
Your cash register.
That's right. This is the cash register. Thank you very much. There you go. That's what it sounds like when I smile.
As a gleaming thing.
That's right. Trish?
Yes?
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
About 4 years ago, I was kicked out of my home with my child and placed into a foster home. And
perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
A little later on, my child was taken from me, and in about a year's time, I was placed into about 16 different foster homes. Mm-hmm. Reason being, the parents couldn't handle my violent temper, mm-hmm. And I've seen several therapists. I've taken anger management classes. Nothing is working. I've lost everyone in my life except for my boyfriend that has been with me for the last year and a half. And that is on the verge of breaking up because of my temper. And I was wondering if I should get on medication or what else I can do.
Absolutely. Were you abandoned as a young child?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. I mean, there's proof positive that now that children that are abandoned the first couple years of life don't develop a certain part of the brain, a region called the right orbital frontal system, which is necessary actually for you to really accept the presence, the existence of other people. They don't really exist for you. It also does not allow for regulation of your internal emotional world. So things like anger and rage, they just come flying out, and you do not actually have the brain structure there to regulate that. Mm-hmm. So really, if behavioral interventions have not worked, the only solution is medication at that point.
What kind of medication?
And it's a part of the brain that will not develop after a certain few years of life. It's just, I don't know. You know, usually they are the anti-agitation kinds of medication.
There's also there's a controversial new therapy I read about in Newsweek where they duct tape pillows to your hands. So, you know, you go into a rage, who cares? It's actually entertaining. It's hard to drive, you understand, but it does save the boyfriend and loved ones. Where's your child?
I have no clue.
Oh, okay. And how old were you when you had your child?
I was actually 13. I was very young.
And,
I was kicked out of my house when I was 10 years of age and was forced to live with friends and my boyfriend. And
10?
How old? Yeah, now, listen, who are we to question their culture? We don't know. Are you, your parents, what are they, politicians?
No, my father deceased when I was a year of age, and shortly after, my mother abandoned us in our house until some relatives came and got us, me and my brother.
How long were you there?
About a week before somebody actually came and got us.
And you got a brother?
Yes.
Do you have a movie of the week, too?
Mother's and brother in jail now?
Who's your brother beating on?
Nobody, actually. He's just very quiet and to himself. He has no friends.
Yeah, he'll snap.
He drinks a lot.
See, the other people who called him before who want to have kids at the age of 17, they should have this call right here.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's not worth it at all.
You should do college campuses in his teaching tour.
Yeah.
Make you some money off of it.
Probably make more than we get.
That wouldn't be hard.
Hey, Trish?
Yes.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry for what's happened to you, and I'm sorry you've been to hell and back by the tender age of 18. The good news is there's counseling, there's medication, there's cable TV, my personal favorite. There's all kinds of stuff now, and despite this horrible upbringing you've had and the horrible tragedies you've suffered, you can get along now. But you got to look into this medication because the whole violent outburst thing is not going to work.
Okay.
All right.
You know what's exciting? The fact that she can see it, perceives it, means that she can change it.
No.
It means that she can find help.
What else
can
she help?
You know, someone who doesn't see it at all, but, you know.
That's right.
It's true.
That's
true. But not her.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very positive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The anniversary of January. Look at the positive part.
Yeah, we got
you guys are evil.
We got a guest saying, the good news is help is on the way. No, it's not.
It's impossible.
Yeah. I believe in you.
She's doomed spiral down in a violent and agonizing death. All right. Lana.
Yes.
You're 24.
Yes, I am.
You won't get better either.
I have a problem. Well, hopefully not, but... I started dating my boyfriend about 6 months ago, November, and he had what looked like to me like a skin tag on the shaft of his penis.
That's also called a wart.
You can say that, right?
That's a wart.
Okay, that we were worried about that, but because I've had skin tags before, and they've been diagnosed as skin tags.
Yeah, but those were on your thighs or your armpit. That kind
no. of my one was, you know, on the outside of my area.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah.
Basically, I was ignorant and ignored it, and we had protected sex for a while, but then, you know.
All right.
What's the question?
The question is, I don't know what to do as far as, I had a pap smear in February, and I was negative for everything. And I don't know, you know, I don't know anything about this disease, you know.
Well, you probably already have it.
Well, what disease? Skin tags.
He went to a doctor and had it removed.
Yeah.
And he said it was a wart, but he also said to the doctor, oh, he just glanced it in and took it off.
But he has this. Yeah, it's a wart, and that's it.
Okay.
But that means you almost undoubtedly have the virus. So.
Really?
Almost.
I mean, all right. So what should you do?
When will that show up? When will I know?
Maybe never, and maybe years, or maybe it'll go away. But you need to just have regular pap smears. 30% of your friends have this.
That's right.
Maybe more.
That's right.
In their area.
In their area.
That's right.
Or code?
I could call it the zone. So. She needs to keep up the pap smears. Should she have them twice a year or
maybe go twice a year for a while, and then she ought to encourage him to use a condom. I think that'd be smart if she just in case
well,
she hasn't.
You told her undoubtedly she has
it almost in that.
Does she cut the tags off or
does it hurt?
No, she wears it like mini pearl.
Yeah.
All right.
The price on it, break.
We're going to take a, that was a timely reference for a lot of our 14-year-old listeners who enjoyed Hee Haw, which has been off the air for 26 years.
Wow.
We will take ourselves a little break. Zach Ward is our guest in Adventitis, and we'll be back after this.
Let's have some more fun.
Okay, let's do it. Call Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline, we'll be right back.
What is our secret?
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
It's me, Ned, your self-appointed protector against aliens. I think they're on to me. I've noticed a black SUV following me home from the junior college after checking out books on Seinfeld and Third Rock, weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on Fox 29. Well, it doesn't matter what they do, because the truth is out there, man. Here, listen to this.
That is
it. Doesn't make much sense to humans, but it does to other aliens, like Harry from Third Rock. Am I the only one who sees this? Also, I discovered there's a guy who's on both shows, Newman or Don. Don't you see? That proves it. If all the people on Third Rock are aliens, and this guy is also on Seinfeld, then obviously all the people on Seinfeld are aliens. Don't you follow the logic? I know that they're watching me. So you watch them. Seinfeld and Third Rock, weeknights starting at 6 on Fox 29. Hey, that's the same station that has the X-Files. These guys are so obvious!
Yamaha Watercraft and your local Yamaha Watercraft dealers are giving you a place to play and stay. Right now, when you purchase any Yamaha 2000 Wave Runner from any participating Yamaha Watercraft dealer from now until May 14th, 2000, you'll get a three-day, two-night vacation at Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites in Duluth. This year, explore the liquid world on your new 2000 Yamaha Wave Runner from the four-passenger SUV 1200, 1999's Watercraft of the Year, or Yamaha's flagship XL 1200 Limited, or lead the way on their industry-leading performance-based 155 horsepower GP 1200R, or any other 2000 Yamaha Wave Runner. You'll be well on your way to play and stay. See the new 2000 Yamaha Wave Runners today and ask about the free vacation at the Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites in Duluth, as well as Grandma's Saloon and Grill, featuring an exciting new menu and three metro locations, and Duluth.com. Visit Hopkins Hitching Post in Hopkins or the Hitching Post in St. Paul. Yamaha. Solid thinking for a liquid world.
You'll find a whole new book right now at Ragstock. Miles and miles for you to shop and walk. Let's retro mod and fashion surplus stuff. Hey, let's go shopping!
Discover the wild style of Hawaiian wear at Ragstock. They've got a huge selection. Gear up now for summer with Hawaiian board shorts and button-downs from $8.99 to $18.99. You don't have to look hard to find big savings on Hawaiian wear at Ragstock. Keep looking and you'll find even more savings. Guys, Ragstock is definitely the place to find your style. Choose from a killer selection of men's club shirts from $18.99 and men's pants from $19.99. Check out their webpage for even more savings at Ragstock.com. And then swing into one of their seven metro area locations. There's a Ragstock downtown, uptown, in Dinkingtown, in the Burnsville Center, on the Midway in St. Paul, in the Rosedale Mall, and the Mall of America. Ragstock, recycling clothes for over 40 years.
AmeriCorps Vista and the Minnesota Literacy Council are seeking ambitious adults 18 and over for an 8-week full-time summer reading program in St. Paul and Minneapolis. As a summer Vista, you'll be conducting one-to-one reading and tutoring sessions, conducting literacy activities and after-school programs, and promoting the Minneapolis and St. Paul Library Summer Reading Initiative. You'll receive a stipend and an educational award. Positions begin June 15th and end August 9th. To get involved, call the Minnesota Literacy Council, 651-645-2277.
Alternative classics are always just a click, click, click away at zone105.com. It's your place to find out all the latest concert information. You want to know where the hottest bands are playing? You want to win tickets to the best shows? Register to win an alternative classic vacation to see one of your favorite Zone artists.
You can even listen to Zone 105 live from your computer.
It's all happening at zone105.com.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla. This is Chuck Drew. We're smack in the middle of the Zone 105. It's Love Line. We're back. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Zach Ward is here from Titus.
Yes, sir.
Dave, which is Chris Titus's brother. Chris Titus is going to be on here in a couple of weeks, as a matter of fact. Monday nights, 8:30 on Fox. And Zach, you want to plug the Christmas gig?
Christmas story? Yeah, I guess that's what a lot of people remember. I'll phrase that sentence like a human being. Yeah, Christmas story. It's funny you bring that up. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you,
yeah,
Zach.
That's just one of those things people remember me from when I was a little kid. But
how old were you?
I was like 10, 11 years old.
Oh, you've been acting for some time.
I'm like 40 now.
Who were you in that with?
I was in there with Peter Billingsley and Scotty Schwartz. You know the kid who stuck his tongue to the pole? Right? Now, he's now in porn. And the irony of that just kills me. He's still a friend of mine, and he did a porno, and Scotty's X-rated adventure. And at the end of it, the girl...
That was about 4 years ago, right?
3 years ago, yeah. And at the end of it, the girl, she's a big hottie, right? She likes her men freshly shorn. And so I don't know how you shave that area of your body. I've never given it a shot. And after he finished the filming, I was out with him, and I was like, so how'd the movie go? He's like, good. But I wish somebody had told me about the razor burn.
Oh, jeez. Oh, really?
Oh, dude. Yeah, it's just in the wrong place. It looked like a baboon's ass. Not what I want to watch, just punch the munchkin, you know what I mean?
I understand a little trim down there, but the shave part, that's, breaking out the...
That'll cause rectal bleeding right there.
Yeah. You know what I want? I want one of those, I got my birthday coming up, kiddies.
Oh, yeah. What is that again? May?
May 27th. May 27th.
Yeah.
That is,
got some schlessing coming?
And
does he owe you any presents?
Yeah. Actually, if anybody...
Oh, he does? What is he for?
You're...
Children, birthday, Christmas. Okay.
And you're clean for about another 4 or 5 years, so don't worry about that. But, Drew...
I got to come through.
I got my score to settle.
Big time. I got my windows tinted last birthday.
Here's what I'm looking for. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
When I'm looking, there's still half kilo of heroin in the trunk of your car that I left. I went on a run.
I'll get that.
While I got it tinted.
You and Corey Feldman?
I want one of those hot lather dispenser things. You know what I'm talking about? You put your shave cream canister into this device that plugs in. It's sort of like a heater. It's sort of it's sort of like a can cozy, and it comes out hot.
But I want to go. I'm gonna go to Brookstone, one of those best of places, and get you a good one.
Yeah. Now here's the caveat here, Drew. I like to use the Edge. And
I don't think you can do that.
Hmm.
But I'll check it out. I'll look into it.
Interesting. Well, maybe if I took an Edge can and I wrapped it in foil so it fit tight and stuffed it into that hot lather dispenser, that could be something.
Is that when you shave your sweaty ass?
No, I just prune it. I don't shave it. That's for my sweaty face. It's just the other part of my body that sweats. All right, so ready to hop back on the phones here?
Yeah.
Beth? That's right, the cash register, kids. You're 29. What's up?
Yes, I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah?
I suffer from panic attacks and agoraphobia.
Right.
And when I was between the ages of 13 and 15,
mm-hmm.
I smoked a lot of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard maybe a few days ago Dr. Drew was talking about a connection between marijuana use and panic attacks.
Well, there is a connection. In my experience, it's usually not a remote connection. In other words...
That's what I was wondering, if maybe that long ago...
Not in my experience, though. You were smoking at such a young age. There is now new evidence coming in of structural changes in the brain in young adolescents and marijuana exposure. But even then, I think I would have seen more of this if it were... I see it all the time from LSD, for instance, but I don't see this from marijuana. Marijuana more, I see people start to get depressed and panic as part of their depression.
Right.
Or early on their use, it suddenly starts triggering panic.
Well,
and I've seen it trigger some amazing panic disorders.
Yeah, but this isn't that. This is you. This is something else you got going on.
I don't know. Yeah, that's what I've been trying to figure out. I think I was actually having panic attacks when I was smoking, though, and
that's why you're smoking. Yeah,
I was calling it paranoid.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. All right.
I first started having the panic attacks and the agoraphobia when I was 17, and I wasn't smoking anymore.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you? I think I have a touch of that agoraphobia myself.
No, that's a workaphobia.
I don't like going out where work is.
That's a workaphobia.
That's right.
I would Paxil. I've seen that on TV. Does that stuff work?
Yeah, I'm on 30 milligrams of Paxil and 3 milligrams of Xanax a day.
That's a lot of stuff.
Wow.
You have any addiction in your marijuana addict? Well, the Xanax is a lot if you're an addict. That's very treacherous medicine. It actually can intensify. The addicts respond rather uniquely to Xanax. They will start to intensify your panic and anxiety.
I think that's what happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I was having a bad panic attack, and I took 2 milligrams within an hour.
Yeah.
I wasn't stopped.
You gotta talk to your doctor about maybe the addictive side of this, too.
Did you get off that Xanax?
Not stop it on your own.
I know not to. I used to take Klonopin, and I stopped it, and I wound up in the hospital.
Any homeopathic remedies that help with this stuff?
12 steps.
All right, Beth, you got your work cut out for you. But go back to your psychiatrist and talk about the Xanax.
Okay.
All right.
If it's not a psychiatrist prescribing, you definitely need to consult with her.
Yeah, she said her doctor. Yeah. I don't know if that meant psychiatrist. Beth?
Yes?
Are you going to a psychiatrist?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Go back.
Talk about the
addiction. I can't actually go now because I'm not able to leave the house anymore.
Then call. Talk about the addiction history and get some. You need a change.
Is there a different medication?
You're very focused on medication, but there may be some other behavioral and/or therapeutic things that can be.
Hey, Beth.
All right.
When you have agoraphobia, how far out of the house can you go?
Since February, I've been able to go about a mile is all I've made it.
Yeah, not bad. You got 7-Eleven nearby?
Sure, now it does.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, that's not too bad.
Really, agoraphobia is in terms of its formal definition, is fear of crowds.
Yeah.
And it's the other people that you're become panicky about.
Yeah, I got
it. It's other people, and it's distances from my house. Mm-hmm. And
Hey, Beth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no psychiatrist, but what if you bought an RV?
No.
You know what I mean? You're always in your house.
Then you would never.
Right. I've joked about that with my family because wherever I go, I'd be at home.
Right. Now, do you live alone?
Yes, I do.
How do you do? And how do you pay the bills? Phone sex?
I got unemployment.
I see. And you can take care of everything, huh?
For the time being, I don't know what's going to happen after that. Now, my mother has been doing my shopping and whatnot.
Hmm. All right.
But I really want to be able to get back.
Are you a single gal?
Divorced, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking for someone who wants to stay home. Like old fashioned like that. All right?
Yeah, I'm a good cook, too.
Yeah. Well, I'll grow a hydroponic pot in the basement, and we'll call the wife.
The Cleavers.
Yeah.
The new Cleaver family.
And, people could drive up, score a little every week. We'll live off of that scratch, get some bootleg cable.
You're a romantic, man. You really are.
We'll go pink dot all the way, get the food delivered. Huh? I swear, I it really doesn't sound bad to me at this point. Robin?
Yes?
You're 18?
Okay. Yes, I'm 18. And like I said before, me and my fiancé were trying to have a baby.
Sure.
And we were trying for like 3 months, and then I ended up having a period for like a month and a half straight.
Yeah.
And a lot of people told me that I could have had a miscarriage.
Yes, you could have.
Because I had a lot of pain and I had a lot of blood clots fall out, like in the shower or something.
Will you please have that looked into?
You know what? I went to my gynecologist, and she's some dot headed lady. She's the only one I've ever gone to, and she didn't even do a biopsy. She said it came up back abnormal, and she didn't do nothing about it. So right now, I'm in the process of switching.
Did you say dot headed?
She's a little Korean lady. She's barely she doesn't talk much English.
Dothead, that's Indian.
Well, yeah.
She's
Korean Indian. She's from a different country.
Oh, hold on a second.
Korean Indian, what's
different country?
Right, I don't even know what she is. She's got the gem thing on the forehead.
Johnny Quest.
She got the dot, that red dot?
Yes.
Maybe that was just a little blowback from you.
No.
That's happened to me once. You get down there, have a look, just a little belch or sneeze or something. Before you know it, you're Indian.
Bullseye.
That's right.
Well, geez.
But listen. Yeah, I mean, I've come back up looking like I was an extra from that Mel Gibson movie. Okay.
An Admiral Pap's hair does not buy you a biopsy, Robin.
Okay, well, she. I told her all the problems I was having.
All right, Robin, hold on a second. I'm jumping in here. You're 18. This child, you don't know the difference in nationalities yet. she's from, she's got a dot. Maybe she's from Korea.
A Karikistani.
Or the Korean flag's got kind of a dot-like theme to it, doesn't
Japanese.
It?
I think it's Japanese.
Well, the Korean does
the
too.
The Korean one has the yin-yang thing going. That's sort of dot-like. So therefore, you know, you do the dot math and connect those dots.
Karikistani.
Listen, screwball, you're 18 years old. You, your grammar's horrible. You got to wait a couple of more years before you have a kid and screw it up. All right? Could you please do that?
Me and my fiance, we've been together for like 4 years.
That makes a difference.
Worse.
You're 18.
So if you guys are hooked up at 8, you should be pregnant by 12.
You should be grandfathers by now.
Come on, screwball. How hell bent on you? Hey, listen, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be white trash your entire life, do you?
No, I don't. My mother had me and my sister very, very young.
Of course she did.
Why do you have to screw up like she did?
And Jerry Springer doesn't pay anything.
That's right. Why do you have to do that? What is that instinct?
Well, it's because I grew up in not too good of a family. My fiance's family's like a Partridge family. There's a huge family, and they all like are really loving people.
Right. You know what?
Except for traveling to gigs on a bus, they live in a bus.
How old is he?
He's 21.
Hmm. All right. Hey, listen, Robin.
Don't have a kid.
Call her. Call her?
Hello?
Yeah, there you go. Here's the deal. My family wasn't the greatest either. They really weren't. So what I'm attempting to do is not be anything like them. You see? So that should be your goal, too.
We'll see. I'm working on it. At least I'm going to go. I'm starting college soon.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good. There you go.
Congratulations.
Hey, you're going to get pregnant and have to drop out.
Yeah.
We'll see. We haven't been trying lately because we kind of were thinking of not doing it.
Good.
We want to save the money. And
please, get some protection, get screwball. Just yes. Get a house.
Get a life. Have a lot of fun. Go backpacking in Europe.
wait till I'm in charge. Listen, if you don't have a house yet, you shouldn't be trying to have kids. You'll never get a house.
No.
Because here's how it works. You come from a family. You don't have money. The family doesn't have money. You're not going to college. You have to take a crappy job out of high school. You get locked into that job, and then there's a little bit of a catch-22, and it's a little bit of a negative cycle because you can't go to college. You can't take those classes. You're busy working all the time. You don't get paid that much. You have to work overtime. Right. And then you have a child, and now you have zero time and zero resources. It's not like you can save up, take 6 months off, and go to college.
No.
You're screwed.
And
now you're locked into your crappy, low-paying job, and you never get out of the apartment.
And that's if you're with somebody. And if you're with somebody, the other guy,
if he stays around,
because he's going to start going to a job, he's coming home to a house with a screaming kid and a mother who cannot cope with the situation, has no friends, hasn't gone out to a movie in 8 months.
She's getting
nasty. She resents him. He resents her. They break up. Now she's a single mother. She's a statistic because she wanted to have something to cuddle. Get a dog, dude.
Hey, you know,
go backpacking in Europe.
I think Zach has the right negative sensibilities to take over this show.
Yeah, he does.
He really does.
Yeah.
I'm very angry.
He's been here for an hour and 15 minutes. He's as bitter as I am.
Yeah. I'm turning green for Jade.
Charlene?
Hello?
You're 13.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Okay, well, see, about 3 years ago, my mom had an affair with one of my cousins.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
And I don't know how to deal with it. I keep on thinking about it.
How do you know about it?
How do I know?
Mm-hmm. How do you know about it?
Hold on. Hey, Charlene?
Yeah?
Can you turn the music down behind you, please?
All right. So
the people in the other studios can't hear it coming through our headphones, please? Ooh, the theme from Taboo 2. I'm not pleased in every detail.
You're putting me in the mood, Adam.
Mm. He can do more than you'd ever imagine and do it with style. He does it for me. Oh, yes, he does. That's good lyrics. I know you thought that you knew him. This is my favorite line. Well, maybe you did. But you don't. I'm going to take this to Broadway.
It's like we're having a charity marathon here.
Extending
your pledges.
What he wants.
Love Live, and Kmart.
And then shows it all.
And Save the Children.
And what he does.
Who want to have children. At 50 years of age. We can register them all at Kmart with the money that you'll make the children.
Just what he could do. You'd want him to think you'll see you.
And that's why it's a talk radio station.
Thank you very much. All right, Charlene. You there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right.
How did you find out about this affair?
How did I find out? Because, well, it lasted for a long time because when I was, like, 5 years old, I caught my mom making out with him.
Okay. That's how you found out.
Was she still married to your father at the time?
Yeah, she is still.
Oh, still married.
Yeah.
And your father doesn't know?
He does.
All right.
And this has he has found out about this about four times.
Oh, four times.
Yeah.
Well, it's not five.
And you talked to?
I think it's five. I'm not sure.
Do you talk to your mom about it?
Have I talked to my mom about it?
Yeah.
No, I haven't because I don't feel like talking about it. It's just like it. In a way, it embarrasses me because of the way my family is treated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Charlene.
Huh?
I'm going to give you that speech I give to our callers.
Not your fault.
Once a week. It's not your fault. I'm sorry your family is screwed up. Everyone listen, please. You don't have to be screwed up just because your family screwed up, although it helps.
It really will happen if you don't watch out.
You can have your own life. You're 13 now. You're not a little girl anymore. You can go off to school. You can get involved with sports and extracurricular stuff. After school, you got your friends. You basically use your house like Andy from Otis, the drunk.
Yeah, she'll know
from
her
Mayberry.
That,
yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you remember that. The point is you get to your house, you eat dinner, you do your homework, you go to bed, and you leave the next morning nice and early to go to school.
And I got a point here. And
yeah.
It has to do with the TV show Titus on Fox at 8:30 on Monday nights. Okay.
That's right.
The thing is, Christopher Titus has gone through so much hell. I have a story for you. He goes down to have Thanksgiving dinner. His mother has an IQ of 180 and was in and out of mental institutions, cooks dinner. The new father tells the mother that it's a little dry. So mom goes over, gets a gun, shoots dad in the chest, and doesn't let Chris or his sister call the cops until after he's bled to death. Now, if he can get past that and make a hit TV series out of it, well, you know what? You're in a house filled with gold. You've got money. You are above your problem, and you can turn it into cash.
That's right. Yes. If your mother doesn't turn the gun on you, God willing, one day you can get a very lucrative development deal. Now, here's the deal. You just get out. Drew, you didn't like your family much, right?
No. Positive.
Yeah, all right. One weekend out of the year. The point is you stay out of the house. You get your friends. You start on your own life fairly early.
You just don't take responsibility for their mistakes if it doesn't include you.
And you get your grades good so you can go off somewhere far away to college.
You don't have a kid at 18.
That's right. Hold on a second. Charlene?
Hello?
Hello. Are you Hispanic?
Yes, I am.
Good. A D average. You go to Harvard. All right?
All right.
Get your grades up and get the hell out of, keep them up and you can go off to college far, far away. All right?
Right.
All right. I'm sorry for the way your mom's embarrassing you, but you just gotta get through it.
Right. Can I say one more thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, you guys kick ass.
Thank you, baby.
Okay.
All right, take care of yourself.
All right, then.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. God, it's sad. This happens to every one of our calls. Like, they realize their parents are imbeciles at 11. That's got to be rough. Rosie?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yes.
Yes. And what's your problem?
Well, I'm a virgin, and my boyfriend wants sex, but I don't know how to tell him, though.
And how old is he?
He's 15, too.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want us to talk to him?
What?
You want us to talk to him?
I really don't think that he'd like that. I think he'd get mad.
You think he'd get mad?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be embarrassed. Why don't you just tell him you're not ready for sex?
Because, it's just I think that I love him.
It doesn't matter. There's nothing to be ashamed of, and there's no reason. If he leaves you or doesn't reciprocate your feelings just because you won't have sex with him, he is a raging a-hole and was not involved with you in the first place.
I rented Raging A-hole last weekend, by the way.
Is that about a boxer? Or?
Good movie. No.
Because if he loves you, then it's not about the sex. Because he can always go in the bathroom and punch the munchkin and come back out and give you a big hug.
That's right. Big, sticky hug. Hey, Rosie.
Yeah?
Listen, you sound a little depressed. Are you a little depressed?
Kind of.
What's the matter?
I don't know, there's just a whole bunch of mixed feelings when I'm with him.
Why are you with him?
Yeah. It doesn't sound like you're crazy about the guy.
Well, I've never, had feelings like I do towards a person like I do him.
Yeah, well, you're 15. That's fine. Where's your dad?
Working.
All right. You know him? You like him?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, he's all right?
Yeah.
Right, has he ever done anything bad to you?
No.
Does he drink?
No.
No. Never raises his voice or his hand to you?
Uh-uh.
All right, why are you just sort of lukewarm on him? Why don't you like him a little more?
Because he works at night, and I hardly ever see him.
All right. But do you imagine, hypothetically, if you ever talked to him, he'd be a pretty good guy?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, at least you got that. I knew my dad was an idiot when I was 15, so at least you have that sort of hypothetical thing going for you. There's still some hope. Hey, Rosie, don't have sex until you're ready.
Really, there's no problem telling
him you're not. He'll respect you for it, okay?
Whatever happened to that vibe?
I don't know, but I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back. He will respect you for it and treat you like a lady.
And you'll respect yourself, too.
That's right. All right?
All right, thanks.
All right, but I'd like a condom preloaded into your vagina just in case.
What?
All right, thank you.
You're thank scary, you much. You're scary.
Hey, when I'm in power, that's going to be part of my plan. All women after the first period will have a preloaded condom in the vagina. Just in case. Hey, what if there's rape? What if they fall? What if they pass out at some party? Some frat guy jumps on them? True.
I'm listening.
Preloaded condoms in the vagina.
This may be the answer we're looking for.
I think it is. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Drew's checking his pager, so that means it's time to take a break, and we'll be back after this.
Once again, with it.
Love, love, love line. Savannah Carolla and Dr. Drew will be right back before you know it.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on Zone 105.
Tired of your current job? Unsure about where life's taking you? You know you want a better career, but it's as if there's a vast canyon between you and that better career. So how do you get there? With training from Lakeland Academy, it's your bridge to an exciting career in the healthcare industry. Lakeland graduates possess the technical skills that are highly respected throughout the healthcare community. Skills that are noticed by top healthcare employers. Train now for your career as a medical assistant, dental assistant, or medical coding specialist. Careers in high demand with bright futures. Do it today. Call Lakeland Medical Dental Academy in Minneapolis at 612-827-5656. That's 612-827-5656. Start building your bridge to a better career with Lakeland Academy.
Call Lakeland Academy today at 612-827-5656. Classes start June 26th.
How low can they go?
It's Superstore clearance time going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and drow.
Oh.
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, today's hottest superstars, full length uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot Triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
For me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Eat magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The real girls next door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selections. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
Thank you, Tobacco, for convincing me to smoke.
And this filter just makes me feel so safe. It's like a seatbelt or an airbag.
think you'd be special for singling me out as a major.
For underestimating our intelligence.
For inducing emphysema and trachea to me in the national lexicon.
Hey! I can be beautiful and have big, strong men by smoking your product. Where do you get this stuff?
I'm tired of sitting your butt and making my breath
gross and makes me want to throw up. Thanks,
Big Tobacco, for causing impotence in young men.
Thank you, Big Tobacco.
For destroying our lives.
I love you so much. I hope you feel really good about it.
I
have a soul. Thank you, Big Tobacco, but you haven't
got me yet, and you can just take those cancer sticks and shove them up your head. Thank you so much.
In addition to that, thank you for Selena.
We didn't need all those people anyway. You've been targeting us for so long. Now we're going to target you.
Gabby's presents the Twin Cities official South Park Wednesday.
Maybe I can lure her into a night of exotic delectation.
Head to Gabby's every Wednesday night starting at 8:30. Upstairs, a $3 cover gets you 50-cent taps all night long and a free taco bar until the end of South Park. And after the show, Gabby's opens up the dance floor and takes you back to the 80s. Plus, they give away cash every half hour from 10 until midnight, and you'll keep enjoying those 50-cent taps. Your official South Park headquarters is Gabby's. Join me, Brian Oak, this Wednesday night at Gabby's, located on the hip northeast side of Minneapolis, just north of Broadway on Marshall, right on the Mississippi. South Park Wednesdays at Gabby's, brought to you by Comedy Central, Media One, Bianchi Rossi Tours, and Gabby's Saloon and Eatery. Join us at Gabby's this Wednesday, May 3rd, for the grand prize giveaway and a full screening of the South Park movie, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. It's time for Eddie Vedder and company to get binaural out on the road. Pearl Jam announced a 39-date North American tour to launch in late summer. The band, whose album Binaural hit stores on May 16th, will start their touring efforts overseas before returning to the States in August. The first leg of Pearl Jam's trek kicks off August 3rd in Virginia Beach and centers on the East Coast. Sonic Youth will open up a pair of warm-up shows next week, will serve as the opening act for the first leg in August. Supergrass take over in the opening slot for the second leg, which kicks off October 4th. So far, the closest Pearl Jam will get to Minnesota is at Alpine Valley in East Troy, Wisconsin on October 8th. The Zone Files, from caller ID from U.S. West,
yeah,
and alternative classic, Zone 105.
I'm Brian Oak.
Y'all ready for this? Mary Lucia morning bus. Where?
Zone 105.
Yeah.
Friday morning. Number 1-800-LVE-191. Zach Ward is our guest tonight. He is
good evening.
On Titus, plays Titus's younger brother. Monday nights, 8:30 on Fox. And Stone Temple Pilots will be in here next week, Lit. So some good bands coming in here. Drew has picked out the next call, and so I will dutifully push the button, and we will speak to Renee, who is 22. Renee?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good.
All right. I'm 22, as you know. I've been married to my wife a year and a few months, and just recent, we've been getting into a lot of arguments, and it got so bad last night, actually, that I got a little violent and just went out of hand, and just feel totally bad about it.
What'd you do?
I guess I just, like, grabbed her and kind of shook her a bit, and I don't remember hitting her, but she says I did.
Were you drinking?
Huh?
Had you been drinking?
No, I don't even drink or anything.
Wow. Imagine what you do if you're drunk.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So have you ever had this problem before?
You know what? It's happened before, but not this bad. I mean, I've gotten out of control, but not too far as I did last night. I mean, you know, I'm not very violent at all. I just, you know, it just like, another part of me just came out, and then it's like, I don't even remember it after.
No.
Did your father deal with problems by losing it like that?
No.
Not at all?
Your family?
No, not at all.
No.
You never saw people be aggressive in your family.
Well, on the other hand, Renee is not, it's not happening all the time. It's not, you
yeah,
know.
But usually there's a sort of threshold issue that's
right.
If you've seen it happen, you're capable of doing it.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't remember. God knows how many people he's killed and just can't remember.
I mean, let's see, within a year and a few months I've been married, it's happened at least three times.
Oh, wow.
This is just like, I feel like this time it's like I need to do something about it. And,
all right, well, that's true.
What's happening in your marriage? You just got married. You've been, are you pregnant or expecting?
Well, we have a child. She's a 10-month-year-old.
And how's work going?
Work's fine. You know, I just come home every day and, you know, I mean, Everything's fine. It's just like, I guess, you know, when little arguments here and there, you know, I guess slip away and we forget about it the next day.
All right, well, maybe you need to get a little counseling.
Yeah.
You need to do something. This will not change, Renee. This problem gets worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have an obligation. And somebody's going to put you in jail if you're not careful. They have the threshold for taking action against men to do this is very low right now.
And also right now, this is the beginning of their marriage. And if you can work it out during this time, like whether it's going to your local church and talking to a priest or whether it's... not your church. But
right.
Or if it's going to a park and sitting in a park playing with the kid and having a little picnic and taking some time for yourself as opposed to just going home, turn on the TV and vegging out, it'll probably help your relationship out so you actually communicate as opposed to just walking through like a robot.
I've never hit a woman, but I've gotten to the point where I've been so upset I've been supposed to, and then I thought, yeah, it means I have to get up, though. Yeah,
no one popped you.
I don't want to watch no more TV. Yeah, I had my stripper girlfriend, Lindsay, give me a good right cross once when I came home drunk from a softball game. That was a good time, so. I didn't have a problem with that. I really didn't. I took no offense to it. I really didn't. And I don't know why. I don't know what's wrong with me. It took zero offense to my girlfriend popping me in the jaw. I'd done a fair share of boxing, been slugged a million times, and it almost didn't even register on the sort of been beat o-meter.
Right.
This was like a point whatever, and I've had eights and nines in my life, so it was not much. I was drunk, so that kind of cushioned the blow.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the onus is on her now.
Mm.
She was pissed at me a second ago. Now I'm allegedly pissed at her. So instead of waking up the next day, the cold shoulder and the apologies and all that kind of stuff, and trying to win her back,
breakfast
she's now apologizing to me. So I just worked it, milked it for all I was worth. As a matter of fact, I wish any time I got into an argument, well, she just give me a good pop. And then any time I effed up, that is.
Yeah, well, you're a hell of a negotiator. Just, you know, maybe walk into a door when you come in the house and say, honey, you hit me. And you say that she forgot.
I could reverse
the whole thing.
I could fake it like one of those, you know, guys in a casino trying to collect on the insurance.
Right.
Take a tumble down the stairs or something. That's a good call.
Yeah.
Or put some knee pads and a kidney belt on underneath my clothes, protect myself like a stuntman, and just take a tumble.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, I like that. And women are great, too, because they don't really forgive themselves too easily for that stuff. They'll be the mothering part will come right out.
15 years later, remember when you hit me?
That's right. Well, it's never been the same. Jessica?
Yeah?
Yeah. She knocked the sense right out of me. You're 16. What's up?
Hi. I have an itchy red spot at, like, the top of my pubic hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the first time I've had it. Maybe a month ago, I had about three of them. And I'm a virgin, so is my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I want to know what it could be from.
Could be allergy, could be fungus.
Ingrown hair.
Sure.
You got a cat?
No. I don't have any pets.
Mm-hmm. Aha. Yes, you never admit you're wrong. Aha.
That's it. No pets.
Can
I ask you a question? Are you fondling? Are you playing with genitalia?
We've had oral sex. But only us two. We've never had oral sex with anyone.
Do you make sure when you're touching each other that he washes his hands before he starts touching you? Because a woman's area is great for incubation of nasty poop.
I never let him anywhere near me if he doesn't wash his hands.
You're a good person.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Really?
Like yesterday he offered to like stimulate me and he didn't have his hands clean, so I didn't want him.
Well,
wait a minute. Hold on. I got to examine this part of the relationship as a little closer. He offered to stimulate you.
Uh-huh.
Now, was this a written proposal, or did he actually have one of his second voices here?
it was an escrow.
Yeah, I see.
Right.
So the point is he offered to stimulate you, and why wouldn't you take him up on that stimulation?
Because his hands weren't clean.
His hands weren't clean. How do you know they weren't clean?
Because I asked him if he washed his hands, and he said no. And so I said, okay, then.
And couldn't he have just
washed his hands?
Or did he have to go out of the river? Was it snowing? I mean,
you
would have to go to
car.
Alcohol. Things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you were in the car? I'll tell you, I'm like MacGyver when it comes to fingering a woman. I would have gone in, I would have popped the hood, I would have dipped my hand into the wiper fluid. And sterilize myself.
You just take a lighter and burn all the first
hair right.
Off the hand, and then you get...
Done that, dunked it in a wiper fluid, ripped off a shard of headliner to wipe my hands with. before I went in here. All right. Well, hey, Jessica, why are you, are you extra clean?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Good for you.
What's up with, what's up with that?
My daddy told me to be sure always to be clean.
My daddy did?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He teach you about germs? Spent a lot of time talking about that?
Well, not really. He just told me that, like, I could do whatever I want as long as I know that I'm ready for it and that I'm clean.
And that you're clean?
Yeah.
I wonder what he actually meant by that.
Well, what was the clean?
Yeah. I'm sure he didn't mean hand washing.
He wasn't talking about heroin when he said, are you clean?
No. I don't do anything like that.
No, all right. And where's your dad now?
In Miami.
I see. Washing his hands?
His house is sterile beyond belief.
Oh, I see. He's there.
His house is what?
Sterile.
Sterile.
Picture frames?
Wow. Hey, in Miami. That's your, is he, what's your dad do?
He's a computer professor person.
Uh-huh. And when did him and your mom break up?
When I was 6 months old.
Uh-huh. And is your dad, did he remarry?
No, but he's about to have a baby. He wants to have a baby with his girlfriend, but they don't want to get married.
I see. Interesting. And he's a neat, he's a clean, does he wear a bow tie?
No, he doesn't like clothing.
I see.
He wants to go in the house in his underwear.
I see, but
hopefully
but,
it works out.
Clean underwear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super clean.
Well, it's really hot in Miami.
Yeah, it's hot. Yeah, I know. Well, listen, I know what it's like because it's hot out in the valley here, and I walk around in my underpants. Sometimes go to work in my underpants. You know, as soon as the thermostat gets over 85.
Sure, mathematician, a good disorder to have an OCD.
Yeah. Hey, you think you have obsessive compulsive disorder, Jessica?
No.
She just has a red spot on her groin.
How many times a day do you wash your hands?
Just like when I go to the bathroom.
How many times a day, though?
Depends on how many times a day I go to the bathroom.
Give me an estimate. How many times do you wash your hands?
Five.
Okay.
Yeah, that's border. Well, listen, when I was 16, I had S under my nails from when I was 14. Are you kidding me? Five times a day. I still don't wash my hands that much. Oh, you know my new horrible habit is I floss my teeth while I drive my car, and I don't wash my hands. I got crap all over my hands.
You've got floss right beside
That's right.
you right now.
It's remind me to floss when I go home, but my hand smells like this microphone. I mean, I got, you know, part of Tom Likas in my mouth when I'm flossing on the way home. All right, Jessica, don't have any kids for a few years. And, I don't know, go to a dermatologist and see what's up with
that. Yeah, thing. Any doctor can tell you. It's probably just some sort of non-specific dermatitis.
Oh, boy. Daddy told him to be clean.
Mm. That's better than being stinky.
Yeah, she's all right.
All right, but let me ask you guys something. I hate neat people. And not neat people, clean people.
Super clean. When it comes to what aspect? Like, just in their life or when it comes to sexuality?
I mean, super anything. Clean. I don't like people that, you know, like, I like to say to people, like, I'll reach across the table and grab someone's soda or something and go, give me a slug of that, and I'll slug right off it. And I don't like people to get uptight about that. I deem them as bad people. it's not limited to the soda or the hand washing. I don't like them. I don't know anybody who's too mischievous too weird that way, and I know there's a reason why none of my friends are that way, because it just doesn't mesh with the, it's not laid back and ultra neat hand washing all the time. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but there's the other side where if you're not tidy like certain, like she's being tidy, then if you get into bed together, you don't want to go down below the equator.
I don't
you want
care.
To stay. Unless you're wearing a snorkel.
Yeah, but those things don't tend to impact on STD transmission. I mean,
I'm just talking about funk.
Oh, yeah, listen, I'm with you on the funk, but let me say this, Drew. As a doctor, and I know we've had this conversation many times, I've never used one of those toilet seat liners a day in my life.
No. Right.
All of that stuff that we're obsessed with as a society, I've deemed as nonsense because I've never caught anything from anybody.
Well, it's not nonsense.
But I eat stuff off the floor. Yeah. I eat meat that's gone bad, clearly. Stuff that's in my fridge that I know smells a little bad. I'll use milk that's gone sour in my coffee all the time. Yeah. All that stuff.
The behavior of one person doesn't translate into of, you know, how an entire population should behave, though.
I have no idea what you're saying.
And when you get sick,
last night?
That's true.
Yeah, what happened then?
That was the flu, though. That was
different. That's different.
Food poisoning.
Well, it could have been. It could have been a number of things. The point
is, a lot of people went back just because they vomit.
Oh, listen. I didn't want to. I got to be honest with you. If I really wanted to come in, I probably would have. But I just wasn't feeling that good. So screw it.
Wuss.
Yeah, it's one day in 5 years. Big deal. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break, and we'll be back after this.
Yo, Loveline will be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Tired of your current job? Unsure about where life's taking you? You know you want a better career, but it's as if there's a vast canyon between you and that better career. So how do you get there? With training from Lakeland Academy, it's your bridge to an exciting career in the healthcare industry. Lakeland graduates possess the technical skills that are highly respected throughout the healthcare community. Skills that are noticed by top healthcare employers. Train now for your career as a medical assistant, dental assistant, or medical coding specialist. Careers in high demand with bright futures. Do it today. Call Lakeland Medical Dental Academy in Minneapolis at 612-827-5656. That's 612-827-5656. Start building your bridge to a better career with Lakeland Academy.
Call Lakeland Academy today at 612-827-5656. Classes start June 26th.
How low can they go?
It's Superstore clearance time. Going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and drow.
Oh.
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos. Name brand stuff and 800 superstars. Full length, uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot triple X action are on unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it's right to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selections. Superstore clearance time at Sex World, 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District, downtown Minneapolis. Sex World, featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
I just want to say thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, thanks, Vanessa, for convincing me to smoke.
And this filter just makes me feel so safe. And it's like a seatbelt or an airbag.
Thank you, thanks, Vanessa, for singling me out as a main target.
You're underestimating our intelligence.
Or inducing emphysema and trait yet to the National Lexicon.
Hey! I can be beautiful and have big, strong men by smoking your product? Where do you get this stuff?
I'm tired of kissing your butt and making my breath
grow, and it makes you want to throw up.
Thank you, Big Tobacco, for causing incidents in your neck.
Thank you, Big Tobacco,
for destroying our lives.
I love you so much. I hope you feel really good about
it.
I haven't sold.
Thank you, Big Tobacco, but you haven't got me yet, and you
just take those cancer sticks and shove them up your.
Thank you so much.
In addition to that, thank you for killing us.
We didn't need all those people anyway. You've been targeting us for so long. Now we're going to target you.
Gabby's presents the Twin Cities official South Park Wednesday.
Maybe I can lure into a night of exotic delectation.
Head to Gabby's every Wednesday night starting at 8:30. Upstairs, a $3 cover gets you 50 cent taps all night long and a free taco bar until the end of South Park. And after the show, Gabby's opens up the dance floor and takes you back to the 80s. Plus, they give away cash every half hour from 10 until midnight, and you'll keep enjoying those 50 cent taps. Your official South Park headquarters is Gabby's. Join me, Brian Oak, this Wednesday night at Gabby's, located on the hip northeast side of Minneapolis, just north of Broadway on Marshall, right on the Mississippi. South Park Wednesdays at Gabby's, brought to you by Comedy Central, Media One, Bianchi Rossi Tours, and Gabby's Saloon and Eatery. Join us at Gabby's this Wednesday, May 3rd, for the grand prize giveaway and a full screening of the South Park movie, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. In complying with the wishes of the artists involved, the creators of a tape documenting the Columbine High School shootings will remove the music from their video. Last week, Sarah McLachlan and Cheryl Wheeler asked that their songs be immediately removed when the Jefferson County Attorney's Office released the videotapes of the parents of the Columbine victims' families. McLachlan's I Will Remember You and Wheeler's If It Were Up to Me ran over the brutal violence of the film, which had been used as a training video for police and firemen. The tape eventually became subject of a court order, with the attorney's office having to turn it over to the families. To avoid any further legal problems, the soundtrack to the video will be removed immediately. The Zone Files, from Caller ID for U.S. West and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
I'm Brian Oak.
Y'all ready for this? Mary Lucia mornings are... Where?
Zone 105.
Yeah.
Friday morning on the show, we broadcast live from Grumpy's in downtown Minneapolis. Our special guest, Michael Winslow. Maybe you know him better as the sound effects guy from the Police Academy movies.
Excuse me, we're going to sit on the plane for an hour and a half while the rain stops.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're real sorry about that. We can't take a moment. Though. 5 minutes. We're with there to take off. We're going to take a couple of seconds. In the meantime, about 5-10 minutes.
An hour later!
We're real sorry about the sitting on our own stuff, and I'm not wearing any pants.
Also Friday morning, we gave away an alternative classic vacation to see the Indigo Girls live in Jacksonville, Oregon. Join us mornings all next week for your chance to win another alternative classic vacation. Plus, you'll hear the song of the day, your chance to win a brand new Buell motorcycle. That's mornings on Zone 105.
Alternative classic. Classic. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105.
This Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Zach Ward is our guest tonight. He is on Titus, which is Monday nights at 8:30 on Fox. Lit and Stone Temple Pilots will be in here all next week. And I'll hop back on the phones and speak to Jason. Jason is 16. Jason?
Hey. What's going on, guys?
Yeah.
Just like to say, love your show. Listen all night. I have one complaint, though. First of all, is the affiliate that does your show up here in San Francisco, they're playing at, like, midnight now, midnight at 2, so...
Well, complain to them.
Whatever.
Sucks, man, because, like, I can't listen to you guys live now, but...
Call them.
Oh, man. I don't think they're doing anything. They just said it was, like, too vulgar at, like, this time, like, between 10 and 12.
Yeah, they do that. It's like on NYPD Blue, remember David Crusoe showed his butt?
Yeah.
And then on our pilot episode... There was a big, beautiful shot of my ass. And that was a thing to behold, my friend. And they wouldn't show up because we just came on before 9 o'clock, before 10 o'clock. They won't show any hiney.
Yeah, well, 10 is the sort of safe harbor time for radio, or so we hear. Hey, but Jason, call them up and tell them you wanted earlier.
Yeah, okay.
All right, you can do that.
Well, my question was, when me and my girlfriend, we try to, like, you know, doing stuff like that, it's and I put on the condom, that thing goes, like, just shrinks, like it just goes limp and doesn't stay hard.
Penis not ready for it. All right,
not ready for the condom, or not ready for sex.
I've been doing it for like quite some time now, but now it's like sometimes it just happens.
You need to train.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Jason,
squeeze those kegels.
I'm telling you, you need to grab yourself a handful of condoms from the fishbowl next time you're over at the gay bar. You're in San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
There's one on every corner. And you need to go home and you need to practice putting the condom on when you have the erection and you're alone. I know this sounds ridiculous, but I came up with this a few years ago and I really think it makes sense, which is here's what guys do normally. They sit around and they whack their baloney all year long, and then all of a sudden they're with a chick.
Mm.
And all of a sudden they're bundling nerves, they've had a couple of beers in them, their heart's pounding like a gopher.
And they're trying to look cool.
And it's time to put the condom on. And their penis is like, what the hell is this? I've not seen this before. I'm used to something else. I believe that if you tried got your penis used to putting that condom on in the heat of battle.
And you know what's good, too, is slap on some lube on your schwaz,
yes,
and then you put the condom on. And then if you're at home and you're slapping it with the condom on, then when you finish, it's very easy to tie in a little bundle, drop it in the garbage, you make less of a mess, you know, and you educate yourself, you get your pacing down.
Yeah.
If you're like running in sand, if you're a marathon,
well,
you know what I mean.
I would, I'll take it one step further. I would pull it off, I'd tie it in a knot in the end, and I would fling it at a foe.
Is that a foe?
Yeah. Yes, I don't know
are
who that foe, whoever posed a threat to me, whoever crossed me would get the soiled condom.
And even when you're having sex, try putting a lube on your schwaz before you put the condom on. That way it also moves back and forth inside the condom. More sensually, really like, you know, the real thing.
Zach, you're ready to take over this show. You really are. But one thing that Zach neglected to mention is the schwaz at the end. At
the tip is the main thing.
Yeah, not the shaft.
It'll slide off.
It'll slide off.
Oh, that's good. You know, I stand corrected.
No, you're right. Just keep it around the top. That's all. You got to keep a little grab around the bottom. Or use the condom garter, which is another fine invention of mine. Nathan?
Oh, how you doing?
Now with back support built in, lumbar support.
Yeah.
And a cozy for your beer and a clip-on remote holster. Nathan?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
I just want to say, what's up, Adam? What's going on, Dr. Drew?
Nathan.
See, my problem is, like, my girlfriend, she gives me Feloshi on my balls. And, like, they've been...
Feloshi? Well, hold on. Adam's writing this down.
I forgot the word.
Felatio.
Felatio, that's it.
It's Italian.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Feloshi.
Right on. But, we haven't, had sex or anything like that, but, the last few times she's done it, like, my testicles have been, swelling up.
But so she's giving fellatio to your testicle, not to the penis.
Whatever you want to call it.
So that makes sense. All the blood's, it's like a testicle hickey.
Yeah. No. But the thing is, they keep getting bigger and they won't, go down.
They're not down now?
No, they're actually bigger, which is cool, but I mean, it's kind of like infecting, the way I walk or something.
I saw something on this in a gay magazine in Vancouver.
What did you say?
It was something about how, you know, those suction devices that they say, you know, become larger immediately.
Right.
You put them on your nads, and they swell up to the size of those goofy things you used to jump around on when you were a kid. Remember that?
Hoppity hop.
Dude, it was hilarious. And apparently, it's like become like this underground sexy thing in the gay group is to have huge, giant, swollen nads. Which is always funny.
It's got to be some sort of blood engorgement.
I say, what do those crazy homos think of next?
Hoppity hop.
That is, God.
You know, crazy and wacky.
I mean, no, zany. What are those zany homos going to think of next? First cornhole and now this? Oh, man. They slay me. I'll tell you, people think, they accuse me of making fun of the gays, but these people are my bread and butter. Mostly my butter. I mean, there's nothing funnier than the gays.
Like Last Tango in Paris butter?
Yeah.
That type of butter.
Yes. I always say, how can you not have a sense of humor when you got a guy's Johnson in your ass? You know what I mean? That is the ultimate. You can have no more liberal sense of humor than having a guy's Johnson in your ass. You know what I mean? Of course you got a sense of humor. Don't you can't be uptight and have a penis in your ass.
Look at a drop in the show, please, Anderson.
He kills me. Patrick?
Hi.
You're 15. What's up?
Hi. I'm on Depakote, Lithium, Prozac, and Luvox. And I wanted to know if any of those can, decrease my sex drive.
The Prozac especially.
Prozac can?
They all can.
How much tail are you grabbing at 15 and pumped up like a medicine cabinet?
I don't know, quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you addicted to something? Or were you?
Yeah, I'm a recovering alcoholic and an addict.
And what were you addicted to?
Marijuana.
And did you try to hurt yourself ever?
No.
Okay. You're bipolar, huh?
Yeah.
Man, but the chicks dig that, apparently, right?
I guess so.
All right. Do you have a girlfriend?
I did, but we broke up, and it's kind of like a long-distance relationship, so that was pretty hard.
You know what's interesting? I find interesting about people like Patrick over here. He's 15 years old. He sounds very mature.
Yeah.
And he sounds intelligent. He's articulate. And... there's something about the that gene, that alcoholic gene that makes people grow up fast, and it kind of makes them good talkers. And there's just something, they have a certain magnetism to that.
Like W.C. Fields.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could, I mean, I can see why the ladies are interested. I find you quite provocative. Wow, you're on everything, though. Do you need to be on all of that?
Yeah, because I'm also obsessive compulsive.
I see. All right.
So, and so you're on all these drugs to recover, and you're having difficulty getting excited about things, or?
Well, I'm, like, having trouble, like, orgasming.
But you're a sex addict, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeez, I wouldn't have known if I was a sex addict at 15 or not.
What's the difference?
Hey.
I mean, it's the consequences. He's
right.
He's been, some bad stuff's been happening.
All right. So, he needs to.
He needs to talk about it with the doctor. Adding Wellbutrin sometimes reverses that.
All right. So, you can get an 8 thing going to.
How about working out? Like, I know that sounds ridiculous, but I hear about people who are like, I want to have a baby at 15. I want to do all this just self-destructive crap at 17 years old. And how about just doing something that's good for you? I know it sounds really organic. I mean, sorry. But it's like just to go out and you build your testosterone if you go to the gym. You'll like how you look. You feel better. I mean, there's nothing better than going to the gym and seeing a big, big fat girl on the treadmill. Because that takes guts. You see those Valley dads, they're ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they're Nazis. They're Nazis.
Those commercials are 30-second spots. If they were a minute, I'd squeeze one off. 45 seconds. I swear to God, I start going for my junk immediately, and the problem is I'm about three-quarters of the way there at the 30 seconds, and then it slides right into a douche commercial or something, and I'm ruined. If they would get those things up to a minute, they buy a minute of advertising, I'd get one off. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back.
We'll be right back with more.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
It feels strange that I actually am opening myself up to another human being this way.
We're pretty inspired by those bands, Nirvana and Pearl Jam. And
I am a complete nutcase by nature.
My personal life is none of your business.
Join Zone 105's Billy for the Zone Files. Billy goes behind the music and talks to and about your favorite Zone artist. Plus, Billy reveals the latest Hollywood has to offer. The Zone Files are daily on Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
Anticipation. Wanting. Mysterious. Desire. Fantasizing. Playful, flirtatious, stimulating, addictive, intimate, inviting, tender, sensual, erotic, exotic, temptation, tantalizing, sultry, seductive, sexy, hot, exciting, fun. Counting, breathtaking, ecstasy, Texas-style couch dancing, exclusively at Deja Saloon, 315 Washington Avenue North, in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
Every so often, there's an opportunity that you just can't pass up. Something so good, you have to jump on it with both feet. Well, this is one of those times. How about a $1,000 sign-on bonus? US West is hiring sales consultants to meet the needs of their growing customer base. If you have 6 months of customer service experience, you can get great benefits and a salary that ranges from $40,000 to $60,000 or more. Simply call 612-663-4383 to start the application process. If you're hired and take training classes in May or June, you'll get a signing bonus of $1,000. Call 612-663-4383 to put your career in motion. They're hiring sales consultants nationwide to meet and exceed the needs of their customers. Join the communications leader and see just how far your sales career can go. US West is an equal opportunity employer. Remember, if you're hired and take training classes in May or June, you'll get a signing bonus of $1,000. Call 612-663-4383.
Eric the Bike Man! This is it, people. The peak of the cycling season. No more messing around. You need a stellar bike that fits your style, your body, the way you like to ride. And only one guy can do it all.
Eric the Bike Man!
home of epic selections of the Big Three, Specialized, Cannondale, and GT bikes. That's pedal power!
This is Eric talking. Check out my lightweight aluminum Cannondale bike. Made in the U.S. and priced to move.
More models, more colors, more choices. That's pedal power.
I've got the newest Cannondale M300 mountain bike for just $399.
Can you send it?
Plus, the cutting-edge full-suspension Jekyll bike.
Yeah, pedal power. Grab your share now. In St. Louis Park, Richfield, Burnsville, Eden Prairie, Shoreview, Maple Grove,
and Oak Deer.
Eric the Bike Man. He makes shopping for a bicycle a heightened experience.
www.ericthebikeman.com. I give you more choices.
They crashed into America with 150 mile per hour winds. Trees were uprooted like they were toothpaste. Metal roofs rotted up like tinfoil. Homes became debris. Hurricane Andrew was the most expensive natural disaster in U.S. history. In the aftermath of Andrew, many heroes emerged. And